Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in Acts chapter 6, and potential for trouble was brewing in the church, and the apostles had to deal with it. This was no silly issue like choosing the color of the carpet. This was a real problem. Widows were not being served and taken care of, and that was not good. So the apostles set forth a solution. And I want us to notice some very important characteristics about this solution. These traits will not be found in the best-selling book on business leadership. Nope. These are God-focused answers to the issues. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 6, verse 3. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, who we will appoint to this duty. Do you notice that the qualification to fulfill this role is not who has the time, who is available, who's off work on Thursday so that they can take the meals to the widows, who lives the closest to them? No, there is careful delegation. The qualifications are not mainly about availability, but about spiritual capability. Who is spiritually equipped to do this task? Who has a good reputation among our people? Not because they dress nice or say yes, ma'am, but because they are filled with the Spirit of God. Who are those men? You see, this was more than about delivering food. This was about propelling the church forward. These men would be given an opportunity not just to administer food, but to administrate the bread of life to these widows. They needed to be passionate about the Lord and be able to pray for these ladies and encourage them and administer the word to them in that way. That propels a church forward. This is not mainly about delivering food, but about delivering the word. These men were going to be going in and out of the community, brushing shoulders with family members that might not be saved. This was ministry. Thus, the qualifications must be more than just availability, but spiritual capability. And so they find those men who fit these spiritual qualifications. And what doesn't come across in the English text is that these 7 names listed are Greek names. In other words, the church thought spiritually and strategically. These were men who could communicate with the Hellenists. They were probably Hellenists themselves. Isn't God good in that way? But it's important to keep these two in proper order. Seek the Spirit first and let Him give the strategy. We don't come up with the strategy apart from God and then ask Him to bless it. We pray, we seek His will, and we trust Him to provide the strategy. So when you pray today, please pray for Grady and Denise Johnson and their kids, Alan and Amanda, serving in Mexico. And also, remember the Bacol Northern Sorsogon broadcast in the target area of the Philippines. And don't forget, this coming Sunday is World Missions Day.